Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get a little bit of ambiance and set the mood for this evening. Yes, sir. The ambiance is now set. Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, man. It's all about the ambiance and how we set the stage. The background music being played is called ambiance. That's what you're listening to as I welcome Gullah Soul Music listeners from all over the world to this Thursday evening, October 21st, while entering the vault with the man, my host, Mr. Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas. My name is Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaïs Aqua Design at www.anaisevalcour.com. And we are broadcasting to you worldwide. Yes, I mean worldwide. We are talking about China, Japan, Korea, Canada, Russia. You name it, we can claim it. So that's where we are this day, this hour. So take off your shoes, let your hair down, pour a glass of wine or two, and just chill out, chillax to some soulful and holistic tunes for the next hour as we come to the end of another week. Thank you again for tuning in and supporting Lee Alston. And continue to hit that follow button from your social media platforms. Or, of course, you can go directly on n1m.com/LeeAlston, LeeAlston, which is number one music. Where earlier, his profile had been viewed, yes, y'all, over 360,000 times. It seems to be going up 10,000 times a week every time that we listen. So by tomorrow, it may be hitting 70,000. So as I had been saying for this past month, let's try and help him get to the half million mark, that 500K mark. So imagine that, getting to 500,000 views of a profile. And y'all, that's less than a year. Less than a year on N1M.com. So hearing Lee for the first time, let's not let it be the last time. So this music is so soothing, so calming. And you know what? Let's not make this the last. As we enter the vault, give a quick shout out to Lee Alston and show some love at 516-418-5857 because we want to hear from you. So come on and stop in and listen. So invite your friends over and listen together. And if you want to reach out to him, You can contact Lee through email at leealston, L-E-E-A-L-S-T-O-N, 1970.LA at gmail.com. And you can always check out, listen to, or even download his music from n1m.com/Lee Alston. But we'd appreciate it more if you listen live right here from the vault. Yes. You can't get any better than some solo soul music from the vault of Lee Alston out of Freeport, Texas. Don't tell me you don't want to hear that in the background while you and your girl or your friends are having dinner and just chilling out for the weekend. Go to n1m.com/Lee Alston and download his music, especially that song, and give you in the ambiance.
Yes, y'all, this is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip-hop, soul music, yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
Now, you know what? You can't have good music unless you have a good man or a good person behind that music. So let's welcome Lee. Today, this Thursday, is not a normal week. I'm in South Carolina in Myrtle Beach, and we're going to have a pre-Grammy party. So we want you all to listen to Mr. Lee Alston as he greets us today. Hey, Lee, how you doing today?
Hey, everybody, what's going on out there? Hey, world, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Yeah, it's Friday night on a Thursday. Yeah, man, but you know, that's how we do it.
I like that.
It's live radio. So, you know, we switch it up every now and again. So, I mean, I'm glad y'all, I get ready to light it up down there in my root country, man, back home, man, down there. South Carolina area down up in there, man. So
yes.
That's good. Yeah, I'll be, Lord willing, I'll be that way next month. You know, down there, man. Hit up GA, man, and go back home, man. Go visit my roots down there, man. So, hey, world, man. I'm glad y'all tuning in. Everything is everything tonight. Miss Inez doing good. My co-host down there, man.
Hello.
Y'all getting ready to get the weekend going with the pre-Grammy celebration going on. I want to thank all the new listeners over in China, Korea, Japan.
Man,
I thank y'all for reaching out to me, man, and inviting me into your homes or your playlist. This is Sweet Sounds of Gullah Soul. Y'all in the right time, the right place, the right moment. I'm all in your area, man. I'm all up in here in your atmosphere. Amen. Yeah, man, for sure, man. We got the ambiance going. And I'm on the road right now, y'all. And so, hey, man, I'm glad y'all are joining in tonight. Y'all in for a treat tonight, man. We got some good Gullah Soul for y'all. Y'all just hang tight. Mm. Hold on, man. We're going to get y'all through tonight. Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. You already know what time it is. It's Mellow Music time. We're going to be listening to some low songs tonight. But first off, we want to hear from the lovely Miss Angie Alston. How are you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Miss Inez?
I am wonderfully well. Thank you for asking. Like I said, I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, broadcasting to you from the pre-Grammy get down here that my friend Bless is putting on, and he's bringing down some infamous and famous rappers and so on and so forth. And so we're just going to have some fun this weekend. We're going to do some airtime, and I'm just glad that I'm here, just in the ambiance, as you say, in the atmosphere, you know, putting your ear in the atmosphere. So I am here doing a darn thing, but it's always good to hear your voice and hear from you. And so this evening, we are going to have some good music. We're going to talk about love because there's not enough of that in this world today, tomorrow, and the next day. And so our first song is going to be Amazing Love. Who sings that? Tell me who sings that. Hands go up. Everybody's hands go up. Yeah. And they stay there. They stay there. They go up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
So, good old, not Teddy Pendergrass, but who? Come on.
Luther Vandross.
So we're going to hear his version of Amazing Love.
Yeah, man.
So amazing.
God has truly been good to me. Not even one sad day or minute since you came my way. I hope you know I'd gladly go anywhere you take me. Happy as can be, came and changed my life, my whole world. Bye-bye, sadness, hello, mellow. What a wonderful day. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. And you
all kinds of love. And so that song is nice remake from Luther. So amazing. Amazing love. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I won't say it's our topic, but that's our, we're going to have some love ballads this evening because we don't get enough love. And a lot of people are struggling with finding a love, not, I won't say getting in love, but just waiting for love. And I think, isn't there a song for Wait for Love? That's something like
yeah,
that. But anyway.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do. We need to wait on the love of God and not just go be trying to find love. Like, you know,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I like him and I like him. But it's him for you. It's her for you. You know, maybe they're not for you. So we need to wait on love, you know.
Yeah.
And
then also,
then also,
you know, prepare yourself to love and be loved for love, you know. And so the I think that's one of the key things that I had to figure out while I was waiting. I had to prepare myself, you know, because, you know, if I wasn't right, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, that person's ready, you know what I'm saying, to spend the rest of their life with you. But if you're not ready, you know, mentally, spiritually, and all that, emotionally, a lot of people go to relationships with baggage. You know, so you carry baggage from year to year to year, day to day to day, and then, you know, you suppress it. But suppressing it is not healing from it. You know, you just suppress it. So when you get married, you know, and all of a sudden now you can fly forward, hey, man, I can free myself of this suppression I've been, you know, I've been holding on to. Then the person looking like, man, okay, you had the person I thought I married. Oh, because you've been suppressing all this stuff. So, yeah, I found that, you know, while we wait, you also got to prepare yourself for this person, for your soulmate, you know. So it's not fair for that person to marry you, you know, and then marry you under false pretenses, you know, hoping that you're ready for them and you're not really ready for them. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a whole lot of that, you know what I'm saying? So, you was talking about that. You kind of, you know, I had a mind trip there for a minute. And so, I mean, you know, love can be a beautiful thing, man, if it's right. You know what I'm saying? And both know how to, you know, actually reciprocate that to one another. Yeah, man, reciprocate. Look, I spray. Look, I can smoke. I can't. Yeah, man. So, that's very important. Yeah, man. Love, everybody. We got the love, man. We need more of that today.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Angie, would you like to comment on that? A woman's point of view besides mine?
Oh, I just agree with what he said. You have to be, you know, prepare yourself for what you walking into, you know, because if y'all not on the same page, then it's not going to work.
Right. You may be in a different, whole different chapter. It's like, oh.
That's right. That's right.
You're in a different book, a whole different book. And it's like, oh, okay. I thought we were on the same page. No, what you were reading? Oh, I'm reading about love, but I'm in this chapter. And, I'm in this chapter. But it's a whole, you know, so let's read the book together. The book of love, book of life is the Bible, you know, and we're going to get into that, as a matter of fact, after some of these other songs, these amazing songs that he's done. But this next song is Love is Such a Beautiful Thing, as we were talking about, which it is with the right person, you know, in the right atmosphere, in just the right context, as Lee and Angie are. It's just like, I mean, you couldn't, be more syrupy and in love than them, but they're good. They're a good example because I always say I'm going to go into a diabetic coma.
Yeah, man.
You know, because it's all this sugar, this insulin. I need an insulin shot just bring my sugar level down. But it's good because there's a lot of times they're, I would say, a young couple, and they haven't been married that long, but yet they work through things. They talk through things. They go to God about things, and they sing songs about these things. And so once you can get on the same platform and the same level, it's just like, wow, I didn't know it was so easy. Well, it may have not been as easy in the beginning, but as you grow with each other and learn through each other, it's so much easier. And as long as you're another thing, you have to communicate. You have to converse.
Yeah.
If you don't converse, you know, you thinking one thing and she's thinking another thing, and it's like, well, oh, that's not what I thought you were thinking.
Yeah.
You know, but if you communicate and don't let things fester, you know, you wouldn't have so many divorces out there. You wouldn't have so many, you know, battered women or battered men or things like that. Well, you just, this is not what I said, but and this is
that's
what she
right.
said, which is another song out there that we're going to be playing.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree with that. If somebody asks you, are you okay, and you say, yeah, you know you're not okay. See, by you lying, you already create a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so just go ahead and say, no, I'm not okay. This is what's bothering me. Instead of, you know, harboring it and harboring it and harboring it, and then one day you're going to blow up. Then it's like, okay, I thought you said you were okay. You know what I'm saying? So
well,
I think a lot of people need to stop doing that. If something is bothering you, we ain't no Superman or Superwoman down here. You know what I'm saying? We're human.
Right.
So
right.
if something is bothering you, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem telling somebody, hey, man, say, no, I'm not okay. This was bothering. So that when you know the truth, man, when we know the truth, then we do better. You cannot do better if you lying, talking about you know you okay and you're not okay. You know, dialogue, it's like you're saying, it's the dialogue, the communication. Don't lie to one another. If you're not okay, something bothering you, whatever it is, hey, man, let me know. Okay, fine. Okay, cool. So now I know. So you ain't got to keep holding on to it till it blow up one day. It'll blow up. You say things you can't unsay. Because I know one thing. Once you say something, you can't unsay it and you can't unhear it. So once it's said, it's heard. So, you know, you don't want that to happen. You get into the fact that you blow up and saying things that, ooh, so I didn't mean to say that. Oh, yeah, you did because you've been harboring it. It's building up. So talk it out.
Right.
Communicate. Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah, do that.
And that's it, you know, that harboring can bring so much ugliness, you know.
Yeah.
If you didn't, like I said, let it fester, things will be so much easier. It's like, you know, so don't, as you see, don't go to bed with, you know, don't go to bed angry. Well, how's the saying? What do you say? Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. No, don't. Because you on one side of the bed, you know, all mad, can't sleep. He's on the other side of the bed, all mad and can't sleep.
Yeah.
You in the same bed, in the same space, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Turn over and talk to each other. You know, let that be a time to talk things out. You know, and if you can't do it in the bed, get up, sit at a table. You know, bring in the Bible. Bring something in that's going to help you get past this ugliness so that you can get through it and stay together. Because what man has put together... You know, what God has put together, let no man, you know, pull apart. You know, if it's for you, God is going to make sure it's for you. You know, if we get into these things so quickly, it's like, oh, goodness, why did I do that there, you know? But our next song, I'm just going to play it. Love is such a beautiful thing. We're going to talk about love being such a beautiful thing on the flip side, because it is a beautiful thing with a right, beautiful person.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You know, love is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
And I see love all in your face right now. And it does you well to see your warm smile just light up the room. It just illuminates all around you. Yeah, love.
Come on, man.
Love is such a beautiful thing, and I'm so glad that you're my wife. I'm so glad you're in my life. And right now what I'm saying is straight from my heart, that I'm gonna share with you my feelings, everything that's on my mind right now, because woman, love is a beautiful thing. And I thank God for you, because I'm so happy. So happy right now. You're my world. You're my life. You're my wife. Yeah, love. Such a beautiful thing. And the life that we live is so beautiful. Yeah, you and me. Yeah, we got it like that. And honey, you know, even through our ups and downs, I still see the beauty in what we have. And people can say this, they can say that. Doesn't really matter to me, because love is a beautiful thing. Oh yeah, love is such a beautiful thing. And when I'm away from you, I long for your warm embrace, and for you to just whisper in my ear, Lee, I love you. Oh yeah. Yeah. And you know, when I see you come home from a hard day's work, just to see you smile, you know, it does me so well to know that you've been safe all day. God has kept you all day long from all hurt, harm, and danger. So I want you just to sit down with me and just share with me. See, I took the time to prepare you a nice dinner. Yeah, yeah, I did that for you today. Yeah. Just sit down and relax. We'll have dinner, we'll talk. We'll share with one another. We'll pray. And talk some more. Yeah, that's beautiful, baby. That's real beautiful. Love is a beautiful thing.
It's so simple as that. Love is a beautiful thing. And it can be beautiful, and you can make it beautiful. Don't have to be this, the death do us part, and y'all be trying to kill each other. What kind of love is that? What kind of love is that? When the death do us part, that's when your hair turns gray. You know, Lee's got a song about hair turning gray. You know, and what's the name? Music Soul Child, this too. It's like, you know, I'm going to love you till your hair turns gray. That's love a long time. That's putting time in. That's putting, it's a job to love. That's what it is. It's a job to love. You know, and
yes, right,
people don't
right.
realize that. You got to put work in. 8 hours you go to work, you work hard to get that money. 8 hours at home, you work hard to keep that love. Correct? Tell me you don't.
That's right.
You know,
a lot of people, you know, have to realize, man, you get ready to settle down, man, and you know that's gonna be yours for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, will you still be able to look at her or look at him? You know, you look in their eyes, you still see, you know, how they was drawn to you and vice versa. You know, when you still, you know, the hair turns gray and everything else, and the physique changes and everything else. Now, you still look at that person, you know, the same, yeah, because it's the inside, what's going on the inside of me. And so, you know, and so I believe a lot of people, you know, have to realize, you know, we're not going to be young forever. You know, you're not going to look young forever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I look at some of these married couples, and they've been married for all these years, man, and they're 80s and the 90s, and they're still going strong,
and
you know.
And it's still
yeah, man, and the love is still there, you know, and it took work to get that. So, you know, that's something that, you know, of course, I've always wanted, got it, and, you know, so it's like, you know, I believe a lot, and I believe today, you know, a lot of people don't take marriage seriously these days, you know, and commitment and all that, but to each his own, of course. But man, I'm not, you know, I just want to grow old with her and be right. happy and have longevity in this relationship and all that, man, and let God bless it, man, and just keep moving forward. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's, like you say, I mean, it's a lot of work every day. You know what I'm saying? You know, I go to work.
Right.
And what I do, I leave work at work. I don't bring that junk home. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
whatever
mm-hmm.
I deal with, whatever I deal with, half the time she don't even know what's going on at the job because I don't, you know, I don't,
right.
I'm not going like most cats come on telling me everything that happened on the job. Hey, man, that's that. When I come home, I'm
mm-hmm.
about to talk about that all day, all weekend, about what's going on. I ain't got time for that. I'm focusing on, I'm at home now. That's what I'm focusing on. So, yeah, so
right.
it's a
right.
lot of
right.
little variables we got to always remember. You know, every little thing, especially little things like that, you know, they're important to remember these kind of little things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I learned that, you know, so, you know, when I come home, hey, man, that's my domain and that's my chill zone, you know, and that's
right.
where I'm at. That's my atmosphere right there. So, yeah, man, like you say, it's a whole lot of work daily that goes into this year. So I'm very happy and I'm cool with it. Yeah, man.
And a lot of times people get married a few times because maybe the first go around wasn't so good, second go around
right,
wasn't
right,
so good,
right.
third go around wasn't so good, and it's like, okay, Lord, that's what you should have done to begin with. Ask Him for a mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't be sitting up there. Oh, I like the way he looks. Or he looks good to me.
There you go. That's it. Yeah,
looking good is
right.
not all good. You know, you know, because maybe that ugly man down the street may be. Yeah, man. You know, he'll take care of you. You know, you don't have to worry about him going nowhere.
Yeah,
don't laugh.
Yeah, you're right.
But,
yeah.
You know, because, and as I tell people, it says, you know, because physical attraction is nice, but it's not everything. I mean,
yeah.
I want somebody who, you know, has an intellect. I want somebody who can... feed my mind, you know, because
right.
if I go blind, what's going to happen? If something happens
right.
to my legs, what's going to happen? If I got burnt
right.
in a fire, you know, he got ugly. Oh, he got ugly. He all
right.
burnt up. Mm-hmm. But you're supposed to let me take
right.
that through his part. Well, let me kill you so I can get another one. No, boo, it don't work like that. No.
Yeah.
No. No, you love them till death, and that's what you went in for, and that people would
right.
just dig deep and down and realize what they are saying, you know,
mm-hmm.
to begin with. And, you know, I mean, just really study each word that is being said, because love is such a beautiful thing. I mean,
yeah.
and if you don't
yeah.
get married, at least have someone who you could speak to, you know, but not have to be all this physical attraction. I mean, because all that's going to go away one day.
You know, I was watching a program one time, and they were talking about that, what you're talking about. And a lot of people that focus so much on their physical appearance, they're usually
mm-hmm.
hiding underlying issues. And
subconsciously, right.
they don't realize that. And that's the truth. And so it's like, we have to be very, very mindful of our thought patterns and everything else, man. And it's okay to look good and fix yourself up, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
in doing that, you know, you got to always remember, I know even myself, you know, I can speak by myself as an individual.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, I like to keep myself groomed and all that kind of stuff, but
yeah,
I like
right.
to have a sound mind. I like to have my mind together and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't want to focus so much on society teaches us that anyway. You know, it's what you
right,
how you look
right.
on the outside, how you look on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with you talking about. A lot of
uh-huh.
us do what's going on the inside. There's a lot of pretty people, a lot of handsome cats
right.
walking around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But on the inside, you're dead. On the inside, you have no joy,
oh,
you have
cool.
no peace, no love. But
right.
on the outside, you're fixed
right.
up. But a lot of it was going on the inside of you. So let's work on the inside, man. Let's work on the inside.
Right, and inside
when we work
out.
On the inside,
right.
everything else going to show up, and that's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else will line in. We got to work on the inside.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
And we have callers from Atlanta, Washington State, and Florida. And Dustin would like to say, he wants something to say on this subject. Go ahead, Dustin.
You know, as you sit here and you listen, it's funny how we go through life and we have these ideas of what we want. We have these passions.
Mm-hmm.
These passions of, and these understandings of what we think we need. And, you know, mm-hmm. one of the questions I pose to everybody is, what eggs do you like? You know, yes, we all have holes and absences in our lives, but the real truth in life is, you know, what eggs do you like? You like them scrambled? Hmm. You like scrambled cheese? You know, and once you figure out what eggs you like, that's when you get to start making choices. But if you don't know what eggs
okay.
they are, you kind of have to you keep playing the field and you keep going around the frying pan until you figure out what it is.
Hmm.
You know, men sit
okay.
here
okay.
and we sit here and we say, okay, women want this perfect man. Well, what is a perfect
mm-hmm.
man?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of a secondary question. What's a perfect woman? You have to figure out who you are and fill the voids that are in your life and love yourself enough
right.
to know
right.
what
right.
egg
uh-huh.
is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I agree. Because, you know, one thing that people have to realize, there's no perfect person down here. So once people
mm-hmm.
understand, when I met my wife, I knew she wasn't perfect. You know, say nobody's mm-hmm. down there perfect, but she has
mm-hmm.
the attributes that I needed to fulfill
mm-hmm.
my happiness.
Right.
And so it's
right.
like,
right.
you know, once
you
like
just,
I said, that once
did.
People get out of their mindset that there's no perfect human being down here, but there are attributes. That we, like he was talking about, what eggs you like. So the attributes
mm-hmm.
that I'm looking for, and I was looking for when I found her, it was right there. Everything that I needed
right.
for Lee Austin, Bella Soul Music, to be happy
mm-hmm.
and the fulfillment that I needed, be able to talk, just vibe with, whatever. You know, it's to the point now, half the time, we don't have to even tell each other anything. I come home, and if something... You know, it's something on the plate that, man, I've been kind of had a taste for all day long. And
uh-huh.
being
amazing.
Spiritually connected, it's there. You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
So it's like,
figure out what kind of eggs you like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it all boils down to,
the truth and reality is it all boils down to you knew what you were looking for.
Right.
And I think that's,
right.
that's the lesson of, you know, what we're talking about. Is
right.
for everybody, men and women, you have to know what your eggs are. You have to.
Right, right.
Because it's impossible for you to accept somebody and say, hey, I'm scrambled cheesy, but you know what? I'm over medium light salt and pepper.
Right,
that's
yeah.
I like
now, thank
that.
You, bro. We got to get to the
I
next
like
song. But thank
I,
you, bro. Appreciate
like
that.
Oh, and brother, before I get off, the truth and reality is I have enjoyed all of your music. All of it.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate you for listening and calling. Yeah, man.
When you're not on the radio, I do catch you on YouTube. I just want to make sure you understand.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners. We are going to go to our next song, and we're going to talk about the Song of Solomon. First, we're going to go and She Said, then we're going to hear This Is What She Said, because... I mean, we having a good evening this evening, and thank you all
for calling in.
Mm-hmm. So we appreciate everybody calling in and asking, can I say something? Yes, you can say something. And if anybody else would like to say something, just text me, let me know, let Lee know, you know, what have you. But this next song is, And She Said, Song of Solomon Soliloquy.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Yeah.
faithful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, than the fragrance of your perfume than any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like that of Lebanon. And she said, because I'm a gullah child. Yeah. And I know now it's the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I groove, you know what I'm saying? I know it's, yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead and speak your mind. Tell me what's on your heart. Yeah, man. Yeah. Your vibe is so cool. Yeah. Yeah. Speak what's on your mind.
Speak what's on your mind.
Go ahead. Tell me. Yeah.
Speak what's on your mind.
Thank you. And I just love it when our regular callers be listening. They don't want to say nothing. They just out here, you know, supporting us. So we thank you.
Yeah, thank y'all.
You know,
appreciate
I call
it.
Them
yeah.
Back of the booth listeners. So they may not say nothing, but I let them know that they are welcome and they are appreciated as far as being heard.
Oh, yeah.
And this next song
is
another one of Song of Solomon. It's called Quiet Time of Solomon. And so this hour has just gone by so quickly, and I just really appreciate all of you guys calling in and saying hello and just, you know, supporting me, because support, first off, a lot of times it's hard to get into, you know, if you just stand on it, you know, and then when you get digging down into it, it's like, it gets kind of addictive. So we just appreciate all of you all tuning in, listening in, calling in, and, you know, texting me, say, hey, I'm out here. Hey, can I say something? Hey, you know, so thank you, thank you, thank you. So this point, we're going to have quiet time, Song of Solomon.
It's quiet time.
Yeah.
It's quiet time, time to share our hearts.
Yes, it's quiet time.
Just for one moment to define who we are. We embrace the wings of time. I gaze deeply in your eyes, hoping this moment lasts forever.
Quiet time.
Chill with me tonight, let's make it forever. The moon defines our mood, so perfect for two. The stars came out for me and you. No doubt the love we share is true. And you calmly whisper my name.
I love it when you say my name.
Such a beautiful place, such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face, your lips how sweet the taste. Passion in your love, you're all I'm dreaming of. And you softly say my name.
It's quiet time.
It's quiet time. The rain falls on the window. The fragrance of your presence fills the room. Anticipation is left in your shadow. And as you reach out to me, you warmly call my name.
Say my name.
It's quiet time. Come over here and hold me. I've been longing for your touch all day. And now the time is here. As your hands touch my face, you captivate me and I melt in your arms.
I'm yours tonight.
Oh, such a beautiful place. Such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face. Your lips, how sweet the taste. Passion in your love. You're all I'm dreaming of. And you softly say my name.
Say my name. Say it.
Oh, such a beautiful place. Such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face. Your lips are sweet, the taste. Passion in your love. You're all I'm dreaming of. And you warmly say my name.
I love it when you say my name.
Such a beautiful place. Such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face. Passion in your love. You're all I'm dreaming of. And you warmly say my name.
I love to hear you say my name.
It's quiet time.
It's quiet time.
Ooh, it's quiet time.
Yeah. It's quiet time.
Oh.
Listen with your heart to your loved one. Just tune everything out and just listen. That quiet time of Solomon. And Lee and Andy have talked about the concepts of and the Songs of Solomon, as a matter of fact, on, and you can find it on n1m.com/LeeAlston. They had done a, a radio talk about that. So, you know, if you want to find out about the concept, find out about Song of Solomon, I'd be looking out there. I'd be checking him out, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't be doing that this hour. I'd be looking to make sure that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. I don't know what that's supposed to be, but anyway. but he's getting the people to listen, so that's all that matters. And so with all of his multi-instrumental, talents, you know, he just does everything, and it's just a beautiful thing, and it's just wonderful. And so this next song is another Song of Solomon. Let me see, what do you want to play? 2:1. And so when you go to Song of Solomon, second chapter in the first verse, what do you have? You have, I wasn't ready. So let me see what we have. Song of Solomon 2:1. But all the songs, all the songs of Solomon, if he did a whole thing on the Song of Solomon, you'd never, you know, get enough of what Song of Solomon, the love song. is about.
Yeah.
So Song of Solomon 2:1 says, I am the rose of Sharon, a lily of the valley. And so he would have to explain what that means as far as love. I mean, you know, you're presenting yourself as a flower, as a sacrifice. What you got there, Lee?
Well, basically just reading from that book, Song of Solomon, it's basically describing this woman as being as delicate and as beautiful as a rose of Sharon. A rose of Sharon, I mean, that's a very, very beautiful rose. And so so it's a description of this woman. And so being as delicate and right on point as she is. And so that's my, 2021, expression of it. So right on point with it. So, that's basically what this song is about. So it's I do the monologue, of course, spoken word, of course, my expression, but then it's just all instrumental just to help your mind trip and think about your woman, to think about your man. So the music puts you in an atmosphere and an ambiance where you just mind trip and you think upon one another. You know what I'm saying? You reflect on one another, how her hand feels when you hold it, what her, you know what I'm saying, these kind of little things like that, man. You know, so y'all just mind trip on this. You know, I'm gonna set it up for y'all.
This
is the way I talk to her. See what I'm saying? So this is what she talks to me. So I'm gonna talk to all of y'all, the whole world, with this jam right here.
Uh-huh.
So while this jam is playing, think about how she holds your hand and what it feels like when you're holding each other's hand. You know what I'm saying? When you look into each other's eyes and you don't really say nothing. It's just the eye contact. And, you know, you're just reading one another. It's all that vibe. It's all the vibe, man. Yeah, man. We're the love zone. Love zone tonight.
Okay.
We're fitting to go to. Yes, ma'am.
When we ride in the car together, we hold hands the whole way and the whole way back.
We sure do. Yeah, we sure do. You're right.
We ride in the car together. We hold hands. Y'all act like it. Did I sound like her? And we gaze driving him. We had one of them automatic cars that said, go home. And you'd be looking at his eyes, and he'd be looking at him, and we'd be holding hands. You get on my last little nerve. It's a good last little nerve. No, it's good to hear that, you know, because Lee is not that old, and I'm sure Angie's not that old, but you don't find love like that hardly at all anymore, not between young folks. You see that, yes, with old folks, because they know time is winding up and it's getting short. But for young folks in their, I'm going to say their 20s and 30s, which I know you're a little bit older than maybe 25, 26, I don't know how y'all are. but it's just good to know that love, there is people out there that still love like that, and love can be found. So it's not a dying art. It is not dying art. And,
right,
you know, listening to his songs, you know, it's so uplifting. It's just something that you want to hear, because it's like, how you do that there? It's so amazing. That's another song.
Sure.
But anyway, you know, and she comes up, oh, Miss Inez, we ride in the car. We be holding hands. You should have to tell me that off the line. You have to tell me that. No. You should have told me that in text or email. You have to tell me that on the phone. I mean, on the phone. What else do you all do? Just my mic is laid out there. We go in the car. And we feed each other grapes and cheese and wine and crackers. And don't say we do, because I can see her with a nice little picnic basket with a red and white tablecloth with a nice high little table sitting out there. And she got little wine glasses for two all chilled and a nice whatever kind of wine you want with some grapes that are freshly squeezed and some cheese and some Gouda cheese and some nice one of them little tasty, really those buttery crackers. Please, I love you. Let me feed this to you. Well, we are gonna
do on the
solid.
We do it. We do what? Go to tea.
Yep.
You know what? I'm done. I don't want. You're banned from the show. You are just banned. What is it? What's the other cheese that's real gooey? Brie. Do you do brie as well?
No, we haven't tried brie.
Okay, brie's good. Brie's a good one, too. It's nice and robust and creamy, but yeah, good.
Okay.
I'm done with y'all. Are we going into the Song of Solomon, too?
Yeah.
Love you.
Truly, you are my solistic inspiration. Your attributes of holiness help me to create a motif truthfully, bringing my feelings into light.
want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening for our love ballad tonight. Next week, what are we going to do next week, Lee? Anything different, special? We're just going to continue with the mellow music. We're going to get some mellow church music. What is mellow church music, right?
Yeah, but you might take up a church next week.
You might be in the vibe, church vibe next week. Just some Gillison style. Because you know us, we always be changing stuff, or we never know what we're going to have to tune in. We may do something different. We may have Miss Angie singing. What's the new song that you have out there? Don't tell me. The Righteous.
Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken?
Yes, yes. And we have Miss Angie sing that live and in living. I'm just kidding. She goes, oh. Oh, see, now I got her to hush up on that one. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be there next week. Okay, see there? But... You heard this evening some wonderful love ballads and the Song of Solomon. So if you're not tuned into your Bible, read all of the Song of Solomon and you'll understand exactly where these songs that Lee creates come from, you know. And it's like, oh, now I understand the temperament of this or how he got that, you know. And a lot of his songs do come from the Bible. And so you just have to listen, you know, and sometimes I may read the scripture from whence it comes from, but you know, you never know what Bible you might go into. So just join us next. It'll be next Friday. I just happen to be out of town and have to do something, the pre-Grammy party, tomorrow night is a 2-day thing.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night and Saturday night. So, we're so glad that a lot of you joined us this evening, tuned in and asked questions and, you know, just commented and so on and so forth. So we want to welcome again China, Japan, and Korea. And I'm going to learn how to say welcome China, welcome Japan, and welcome Korea in that language. So we'll have some more international words and so on and so forth.
Thank you all.
I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of onice.co designs, and we are leaving you this evening with let me take a look here. We have Bass Talk this evening that I want to leave you with. So as we leave you this evening, thank you again so much for joining us this evening and going to n1m.com and / Lee Alston and doing his profile, taking it up another 10,000, not 1,000, not 2,000, not 3,000, but 10,000 views. Who does that?
Yeah.
Answer me that question. Who does that? 10,000 views, and it hasn't even been a week. That was last Friday. This is Thursday.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, we will never know what we may have. So we thank each and every one of you and appreciate each and every one of you for lifting the brother up and taking a lot of the songs to number one, Massive Blast, one of my favorites. Just a lot of songs that we don't even talk about. And we don't know how you do that there, but we know how you do that there. So we want to thank each and every one of you. And that's going to be my theme song, How You Do That There. So thank you. Thank you. As we close out with Bass Talk and then the end of our show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, tune in next week, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern on Friday evening for your Gullah Soul on the Strength with Lee Alston and his lovely wife, Angie. Have a good evening.
Yeah, I wrote this motif especially for you.
say. Some people call it pillow talk. But because of my girl and soul style, you know I got to do my thing different. Bass talk. Yeah, that's what I call it. Bass talk. And you know exactly what I'm saying. I know you can hone in on my vibe right now. Capture every feel, the passion, in my muse. Yeah, bass talk.
Right here, y'all. Come on. Yeah, man.
Thank you, and have a good evening, and have a safe week. Good night.